listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Kelly Jensen, and this is the June 24th, 2022 edition. Today I'm going to tell you about three unique coming-of-age graphic memoirs about being an immigrant.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Dial Press, publishers of The Prospects by Katie Hoffman. The pressure cooker of minor league baseball leads to major chemistry in this exhilarating, sexy, and triumphant Rivals to Lovers debut romance. Gene Ionescu is the first openly trans player in professional baseball. He has nearly everything he's ever let himself dream of. That is, until Luis Estrada, Gene's former teammate and current rival, gets traded to the Beavers. Now, Gene and Louise can't manage a civil conversation off the field or a competent play on it, but in the close confines of dugout benches and roadie buses, they begrudgingly rediscover a comfortable rhythm. As the two grow closer, the tension between them turns electric and their chemistry spills past the confines of the stadium. So this is one of the first adult rom-coms published by a major publishing house centering a gay trans man by a gay trans man. It also has ADHD and anxiety representation and some joyful, heartfelt moments. Make sure to check it out. And thanks again to The Dial Press, publishers of The Prospects by Katie Hoffman, for sponsoring this episode.
First up, I've got The American Dream, a journey on Route 66 discovering dinosaur statues, muffler men, and the perfect breakfast burrito by Xing Yin Kor. So growing up in Malaysia, Xing had seen what life in America was like via the media, and when they immigrated to Los Angeles, they were exposed to some of those media features, as well as more of them through the American media. And it was ultimately the grapes of wrath that led them to thinking about American road trips and this idea of what the American dream truly is. In this immersive graphic memoir, we have a reverse trip on Route 66 about nostalgia culture and what it means to be an American. Xing doesn't shy away from highlighting the racist realities of said nostalgia, talking about things like quote-unquote American-owned signage at hotels, and they also discuss that alongside the kitsch and stunningly bad replicas of Native American art and culture, their trip led them to seeing and thinking more about Native Americans than they ever had before. There is, in addition to a lot of this really deep stuff, a lot of fun quirk too, including a neat aside about the history of muffler men. The art in here is an excellent companion to the text, and despite being quite simple, conveys so much in that simplicity. There are, as you probably are aware, really, really few road trip books featuring people of color. And this is an outstanding one. Xing's musings about what the American dream means parallels so smartly with what is a small section in their narrative. So in Malaysia, they lived in a tourist community and too often saw themselves as background in another person's narrative. So in America, they don't know where or how they fit in, but they now have the opportunity to be in that same position as the tourists they encountered in their birth country, providing a lot of really interesting food for thought. Likewise, the exploration of religion and how it can shift and change through one's life, sometimes as a means of fitting into what one thinks they should be for others, is a really, really powerful exploration. Xing's memoir was written in the months before the 2016 election, and they address this in the end of the book, which makes this an even more fascinating encapsulation of time, as well as a reminder of just how much more challenging it is to be an immigrant, and how much changed in just those few years alone. That is The American Dream, a journey on Route 66 discovering dinosaur statues, muffler men, and the perfect breakfast burrito by Xing Yin Kor. My next title is Almost American Girl by Robin Ha. And growing up in Korea, Robin knew being raised by a single mother and not knowing her father made her family one that bucked a lot of Korean cultural norms. She'd had friends, but always felt a bit like an outsider for not fitting into those standards. So when her mom moves to Alabama and marries a man she just met, Robin finds herself even more of an outsider. She struggles to learn English and start to acclimate to a new stepfamily and peers who are nothing like her. So she turns to comics for some relief, but even that doesn't help her fit in quite as she had hoped to. When things start to go sour in her mom's new marriage and Robin's life is once again upended, this time they end up in Virginia, and she is exposed to this incredible array of diverse students in her new school, including fellow Koreans, and she starts to discover that being Korean American is exactly who she is and who she's meant to be. So this graphic memoir is immersive and it's well-paced and it's full of all of those really awkward and painful moments of middle and high school with the challenges of being an English language learner, a teen of color, and an immigrant to boot. Ha's story is one that resonates and will resonate so deeply with readers, and her passion for art and manga shine through, and that could be such a cool piece of her story in terms of thinking about how these forms of art really connect her to new people and amplify her memoir as itself a graphic novel. And that is Almost American Girl by Robin Ha. Finally, we have I Was Their American Dream by Malika Gharib. And this fabulous graphic memoir is Malika's story about growing up the daughter of a Muslim Egyptian father and a Catholic Filipino mother. And though her parents ultimately divorce and Malika's father moves back to Egypt, both her parents' cultural and religious heritages really influence Malika's formative years. As she navigates an extremely diverse population in her California high school, she starts to find herself really obsessed with all things white. And this book digs into how that influence really impacted her future. It's an insightful and funny and really, really heartening book about being the daughter of immigrants, and it also doesn't skimp on really smart art. The illustrations are light, and they use a red, white, and blue palette in a really, really savvy way. It's interesting to read some of the reviews on this one that seem to have kind of missed that purposeful use of color, but I thought it was really, really smart and really amplified what points she was trying to get across. And that is I Was Their American Dream by Malika Gharib. And then I just wanted to toss one more on your radar. And it's not technically backlist, which is why I didn't talk about it in depth. But it came out earlier this year. And if you like these kind of graphic memoirs, you'll want to put Messy Roots, a graphic memoir of a Wuhanese American by Laura Gao, on your radar. Thank you so much to our sponsor. And thank you to our wonderful audio editor, Jen Zink. And of course, thank you for listening. For more recs or general bookishness, check out bookriot.com. And don't forget to check out our full stable of podcasts at bookriot.com/listen, or just search Book Riot on your podcast player of choice. You can find a list of books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. Remember, if you're a fan of All the Books and All the Backlist and you want to show us some love, leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We sincerely appreciate your review, and your review helps other book lovers find us. If you want to find me, you can follow me on Twitter @VeronicaLaMars. And in the meantime, happy reading.